This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we're going to Timothy, Ryan, Ruth, Natalia, and others. And I don't like, as a father of four, to have to talk about things like this, but we're facing a real hardcore communist attack. We're facing a real attempt to overthrow the country. And everybody better get themselves straight. Realize that if it does go physical and we don't respond back, they're going to end up winning, having their way with us. So once they start getting physical, we got to really hurt them bad. And see, they already know they're whipped. These people never give up till you put them 6 feet under. So just hold your fire and just get ready, because I agree with that last caller. You can see what they're planning. And I personally deal with the stuff they do to me. It's actually a blessing. I'm not complaining about it, but they're just the worst trash the world's ever seen. Let me tell you something. You can't write these checks and not cash them forever. You can't sit there and write these checks and then not let to pay out on them. See, good people are just aware. They're not perfect, but if they realize I do something evil, it comes back on me. You, like, have a connection. You go, oh, whoa. Even if I think of you, you dumbasses don't get it, see. You think you can run around pissing on everybody forever? You don't think it's going to come back on you, idiots. You make no mistake about that. You're going to pay. But there's no solace in that because you're pieces of garbage. See, that's why I wish you'd stop. There's no conquering you. There's no victory when we defeat you. It's sad. But know this, we're going to run your ass over, though. We're going to turn back and come back again to make sure you're done. And that feeble light in your eyes is gone. Because we've seen that light before. Timothy in Illinois, thanks for holding so long. We'll go to Ryan and Rose, and David Knight's coming in. Timothy, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I was wanting to say, I think this whole NFL thing can be cleared up. I've been a fan of the Dallas Cowboys since the 70s. And the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders before that. But I think what President Trump did to a small percentage of the people aren't going to understand it. But I was watching a video of LaShawn McCoy. Have you seen that?
No.
If you YouTube it, he plays for the Buffalo Bills. And, you know, I have no problem with taking a knee. I played football. My coaches would tell us when to take knees and when not to. And, you know, I don't think protest being on the field is the right place for it. But I think it's up to the owners and the coaches to get control of this.
No, I agree, but it is a globalist Hollywood. But who's the player we should look up? What happens in that clip?
LaShawn McCoy in that clip. Everybody's standing there for the national anthem, and he's down on the ground stretching, doing push-ups. The most disrespectful thing I think I've ever seen in my life.
And he disrespects himself. That's the whole thing. It's like, what did you make of last year, the famous world champion Jamaican runner? Like, he hears an interview and he goes, "Oh, I'm sorry, I've got to give respect to the anthem." It's not about America. It's about disrespect to people.
That's right. That's right. That man is courageous. Usain Bolt. Yeah, he's a courageous man.
God bless you, Timothy. Appreciate you in Illinois. Ryan, Bruce, and others, straight ahead. I'll stay with us, and then we've got...
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm just an average man.
You are the one they call president.
I am.
Kneel before someone.
You are not the president. No one who leads so many could possibly kneel so quickly.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
We're going to look back later and not believe that we were alive right now in the main fight for America. Not that America is perfect, not that it didn't have its problems, but this is a foreign, scientific, technocratic takeover of America. And now, I asked David during the break, I said, David, what do we want to cover? And he said, well, Mueller is going with the IRS 11 years back into records of Trump and Manafort. This was a Russian investigation. You can always find some miscalculation, because when you sign an IRS form, you waive your rights, penalty of perjury. If there's $1 wrong, it's 10 years in jail time. And now Mueller, that covered up all the Clinton crimes and the NFL stuff and all this, is arrogantly saying he's got Trump. This is incredible to witness this level of garbage. And even CNN admits he's violating all the laws, all the regulations. It's like he's the president. Robert Mueller is God. Robert Mueller created the planet Earth. Robert Mueller is everything. This is, talk about security services taking over. David Knight, I don't even have words to describe how corrupt Robert Mueller is and the things he's done for the Clintons and the Bushes and the rest of it. And now to see them doing this and to see them saying, oh, it's not a Russian investigation, it's a taxes investigation. Wow.
Go back 11 years. Alex, I talked about this morning on Real News, and the title that we put it out there with was Bring Me the Man and I'll Find the Financial Crime, because that's what Stalin used to say. Bring me the man, I'll find the crime. It's not very hard to find a financial crime. Think about Dennis Hastert, right, Alex? He was picked by the GOP establishment because he was blackmailable. He was a pedophile. They knew it. Everybody knew he was a pedophile. What did they get him for? Not for that. They got him because he withdrew his own money out of
the IRS.
That's right. Well, this is money, they say. You structured with your withdrawals. This is money that it's not like he was trying to launder money as he was depositing it into the bank. This is money that was already in the system. It was already in the bank.
And he'd already paid taxes.
He took it out, and he you know, didn't notify them, took it out in small chunks, and they said, you're structuring that. They sent him to jail for that.
So again, just like the New York Times reported last year, some poor Hispanic lady, 60 years running a little diner, she did little checks and little things. It was all legal, but we took all your money in your restaurant. It was structuring.
That's right. That's right. But they wanted to get Dennis Hastert because they have made sure, the people who make the laws, they've made sure that there is a very short statute of limitations on pedophilia. That's how they all get off. And so they didn't want to, they couldn't get him for that. So it was an embarrassment after it became common knowledge that he was a pedophile. They were determined they were going to send him to jail, just like the establishment is determined they're going to get Trump out. So what do? You go after him for a
And by the way, Hastert served like 2 years. He's already out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 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 It was just a show trial type of thing. But, Alex, there was something else that came up this morning. And this is a report from the New York Post, a guy who did an investigation a couple of days ago. And he looked at the fact that, you know, just like we talked about, Jerome Corsi's talked about this quite a bit, the fact that Obama funded illegally Obamacare by stealing money from Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac investors after Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac recovered. They were profitable. He couldn't get the Congress to fund Obamacare subsidies. So what he did was he just took it out of there. Well, now we've got...
He legally looted $300 million.
Yeah, kind of related to this, we've now got $640 million slush fund that is there because of penalties that they assessed against banks because of the mortgage shenanigans that J.P. Morgan, Citibank, Bank of America, and others did. They got $640 million, and guess what they're doing with it? They're giving it to community organizer organizations, places like the La Raza National Council, the National Urban League, the National Community Reinvestment Coalition.
And that's right. They take those things and illegally slurp it up to give it to their little communist agitation groups. The good news is, though, I'll take a few calls and let you take over. How is their whole NFL thing going? It's blowing up in their face. Don't they get there's huge opposition?
They don't understand. They've got DirecTV is giving people refunds off of the NFL ticket. That's something they've never done before after the season has started. But they also are up against the wire because people are cutting the cable. So they're not going to stand there for these guys. Their ratings are falling. They're looking to see if they can get
and so that's the issue.
Come out there and try to spin this. But, Alex, they have sided with Black Lives Matter. They sided with the Antifa people. They sided with Colin Kaepernick. And that's who he sided with. And they own it now.
Exactly, but don't they get that? I mean, I'm not bashing old folks. Old folks are great, but the people that own the NFL, these billionaires and people, they still only watch mainstream TV. They really don't get the rest of the world, and that almost no one, like 20% believes it, almost no one watches it. When we do, we hold our nose. Don't they understand that we've broken with them? They're now admitting, okay, we're sorry, we boycotted the flag, we're going to stop. Don't they understand that the world has moved on? I think there's a blind spot for these folks.
Well, I think that, you know, I played a report that I did about 4 years ago talking about crony capitalism on steroids, the subsidies of their stadiums. They've been caught multiple times, Alex. They've been caught with their tax-exempt status.
They back to Mueller, back to the gladiatorial paying to hurt folks, back to buying off the college athletes, back to covering up the concussions. Mueller, 6 years ago, brought them under federal control, no-billed them on all these crimes as long as they became subsidiaries. And so now Mueller is the head of the FBI. Really, Mueller is like the president of the shadow government. McCain was. Mueller was kind of under him, but now, you know, he's dying of a brain tumor. So Mueller really is the shadow president.
Yeah, I guess he is. He pretty much can do anything he wants. And we got multiple bills in Congress, and people are saying, is this going to pass constitutional muster? Is this going to hold up in the courts? Because we've got people who are the new swamp things after we get rid of people like Luther Strange, after John McCain.
So what do we do about? What do we do about?
Tell us who are out there saying we're not going to let the president fire Mueller.
So what about President Mueller? What do we do about this unelected, arrogant SOB? I mean, you see Mueller, just his actions, but his behavior. I mean, what a jerk.
Well, I think he has to be fired. Jerome Corsi has said that. I think the longer that President Trump lets this charade play out, the worse it's going to get. Because now they're going back 11 years. And if they're going to go back with Manafort, they're going to go back with Trump, they're going to go back with...
Well, they admit they're looking at all the tax returns.
Yeah, yeah. You got a complicated...
I thought this was about Russia. Oh, no, it's 11 years ago and Trump's tax returns.
Yeah, yeah. The Russian thing was just a red herring to cover up the crimes of the surveillance state, Clapper and the others who committed perjury. He committed perjury on stand multiple times, saying we're not listening to.
I was talking to White House connected folks last night and others. They've told him you're under criminal investigation. They don't even let the attorney general talk to Trump. They've paralyzed so much under this fake investigation.
Wow. Well, I don't know. I mean, if I was Trump, I would get rid of Jeff Sessions and I would get a wartime consigliere. That's what he needs. And he needs somebody who's going to go after these guys aggressively, or they're going to come after him, because he's up against the entire surveillance state. These people are politicized. They're the ones who are coming after him. And that's the thing that really ought to scare the people in America, the fact that we...
No, I agree, because they're not going to let Trump roll over. Even if he rolls over, they're going to destroy him.
Yeah.
Well, this is war. This is total commitment. We're not looking for this. We just wanted to have freedom. But they want a war. They got one. I'll take a few calls. Let's skip this network break. Let's go to Mark in Oklahoma. Mark, you're on the air worldwide. Then Ryan and Bruce. So go ahead, Mark.
Hello, Alex. How are you this afternoon?
I'm all right. I tell you, best of times, worst of times.
Well, I want to give some people some glimmer of hope. The topic that I was calling in on is kind of reverse racism in terms of how we as kind of white people are being treated. You remember a week or so back, you had the video about Carol Baker on at Baylor Medical saying that we need to get rid of all the white people because a lot of white educated people don't like...
Yeah, one of the head vaccine people in Texas says whites are evil, kill them, and she's a white lady.
Yes, sir. Well, I wanted to let you know that I did follow up with that, and I called Dr. Klein, who is the head physician in chief of the Department of Pediatrics at Baylor Medical in Houston. And I had a really good conversation with him. He was a nice man. We spoke for 10 or 15 minutes. I told him exactly what we have all discussed and believe about kind of what's going on, that vaccination overall is probably not a bad thing, but it's what they're putting in the vaccines that are bad. And we had a good collegial discussion, and at the end I told him, I said, there is no way you can have a doctor who believes or has taken the Hippocratic Oath to make a statement like that, and I have a problem with that. And anyway, we talked for a while, and kind of towards the end of our conversation, he said, Mark, I just want to let you know that Dr. Carol Baker has been fired at Baylor Medical. She no longer has a job here.
Really? So is that official, or has that been the news yet?
Well, if you go on their website, Alex, you'll see that her page has been removed from Baylor Medical. Now, what I could not confirm is whether or not she's still at Texas. I believe it's called Texas Children's Hospital there in Houston. It looked like to me she might have had some kind of role with Texas Children's there in Houston as well. But I
we need to get her fired there.
Medical, she's gone.
It's not vindictive. You want to kill everybody? Well, go to hell.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely, but I just wanted to let you guys know that, you know, even though the odds seem overwhelming against us, that we have these small victories here and there, and we need to talk about them. We need to let people know that there are people out there like us that are doing those things, and don't let that go unnoticed, that there are those things that are going on.
Mark, I know we're winning because of you, Mark. We're winning because of everybody out there. Don't think that. I'm always just on to the next threat because people think I'm trying to demoralize folks, all the negativity, because the enemy thinks like that. I think if I get told about something bad, I want to do something.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, that's great news. We're going to do a whole story about that. We'll look into her getting canned. That's good news, Mark. Anything else?
Well, I just think that you guys are right on. I've read several reports from several different places about all this stuff going on with Soros. Also want to let you know that I did call into Senator Lankford's office yesterday and voice my displeasure about what's going on with DACA and what he's doing. And that the Republicans have had 8 years to overcome Obamacare, and now they've gotten off the track and gone off of these different things, and we still don't have any legislation that helps the middle class. And I told the lady specifically that, and she said, well, I disagree with you on DACA. And I said, well, that may be the case, but what you're going to find out is Lankford will probably be replaced at some point if he keeps this kind of stuff up, because people in Oklahoma are sick of this stuff. Whether he's a Christian or not or whatever, we don't really care.
Yeah, don't hide behind that Christian stuff.
Hammered. The middle class has been hammered, and that's what I told her. And I said, you know, we're tired of putting up with everything that we've had to put up with when the elite get to have their offshore bank accounts. They don't care. We have to live with the fact that these people are going to be put in the public school systems, and they send their kids to private schools. Who do you think is going to pay the taxes on property taxes to overcome all these people being let in that are illegal to teach them English? And so I kind of went round and round for a while. So I encourage people to call their senators, call their U.S. representatives, be respectful, and carry on a conversation.
No, I agree. Hammering them and going to public events and shaking their hand, but talking to them is key as well. Thank you, Mark. That was a great caller.
That's going to be the end of the American dream, Alex, if we have to educate anybody who comes here from anywhere in the world and in uncontrolled numbers and educate them. We can't afford to do that. We won't be able to afford homes. We won't even be able to afford an apartment complex. So that's the end of the American dream if we have to educate the foreign citizens of other countries when those governments won't pay for their own citizens' education.
So what's the next shoe to drop?
What's the next shoe to drop? Well, I'll tell you what, I'm very optimistic today because of what happened in Alabama. I talked about this today. We've already had, coming up to this, people said, look, there's going to be a lot of Republican rhinos who are going to not run for reelection if Roy Moore wins, beating the Senate campaign fund that spent $30 million to assassinate his character. And you wouldn't believe the garbage that they told about him, the lies they told about him. He didn't have the money to respond to that, but he still beat them. And they said, if he wins...
Because the mainstream's so discredited.
Yeah. That's right.
Look, told me I did a great job making Kelly. I did a terrible job. She was so hated, it didn't matter what I did.
Yeah.
That's what they don't get now.
No. You did a great job. And people could see through what was going on with it. Just like they saw. They could see through what the Senate leadership fund was doing to Judge Roy Moore with their $30 million. They could see through that setup. It's the same thing that Megyn Kelly did to you. And so the key is that we've already had, as soon as that happened, today, that happened last night. Today, we already had Bob Corker, who Jerome Corsi's done multiple articles about, saying this is the Republican who has the crony capitalist who's made a lot of money blocking Obamacare repeal. He announced he's not going to run for reelection. You're going to see a lot more of that, and you're going to see people taking this back at the GOP primaries where it's going to have to happen.
And by the way, we've had five primaries of Democrats losing, a Republican establishment losing. That's why they're panicking.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, this is people finally not listening to a damn word they say.
Well, tell you, there's one other thing coming up too, Alex. You mentioned the police and the importance of local police. This is going to come to a head in Catalonia this weekend. I talked to Steve Pachinik about what's going on there this morning on the Real News Show. This is boiling down to there. You got the central government in Spain saying you're not going to have this election. They're arresting officials. They are.
Oh, it's incredible. Talk about the next segment because this is so big. I'm going to get into this more.
Right over the police is what it's coming down to.
But if 90% of the people want independence, how do you enslave them? You can't.
Yeah. Well, they have a local police force that was there as part of the Catalonia police force that was taken away from them when they were under a fascist dictatorship, and then they got it back. So this is like their sheriff's department. And then they've got another level of police that are militarized. They call that the Guardia Civil, and then they've got the national police on top of that. And so what they're doing is they're saying, we're not going to let this happen, and we're giving orders to the MASA, that's the sheriffs, if you will, in the local area. And so these guys are there. They say, we don't want to be in the middle of this, but they're going to have to decide because the people there don't have a Second Amendment. And it, like JFK said, if you make peaceful revolution impossible, you will make violent revolution inevitable. This is the force that has been unleashed. This is what we're seeing here. This is what's behind Trump.
It's everywhere.
Election. Yeah, it's not just nationalism versus globalism. It is going to be independent government. That's it's going to continue to devolve until people feel that they're represented in their local community, you know, their government. And that's why this is being opposed now, I think, by the Trump administration. People telling him, no, we got to stay with Spain. They got military bases in Spain. Spain is going to oppose this because they've got a lot of financial issues. They are using Catalonia.
Well, also, Catalonia literally is what's holding up Spain.
Yeah, it's a cash cow for them. Yeah, it's like 40% of their economy, and they don't want to see it go because of that. But they got a separate language, they got a separate culture. It's
some really tasty food, too.
Sunday is when it's going to come to a head.
We're Catalonian food is really delicious.
I've never been there.
I have multiple times. It's awesome. Hey, Ryan in Missouri, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, long-time listener. First of all, you guys were talking about militarization and the cops and everything. Don't the cops, a lot of cops still have, like, the military weapons from 9-11 or maybe Afghanistan?
Sure, but statistically, those are used in a fraction of shootings. It's not that the cops are perfect. It's just that the cops is a red herring statistically. And then if we hate the cops, we drive them into the arms of the globalists.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, and one thing I don't know about in the NFL, yeah, it's a disgrace to their flag. They're saying it's racist. They're actually being racist to themselves and every other race because everybody in the military are all a bunch of different, you know, races. So that's...
Yeah, it's not that the people doing it are just being told to do it. The sponsors want it. Hollywood isn't winning, so it goes militarize, politicize, turn every different venue into something that's political, and that's why it's blowing up.
Yeah, I agree.
It's desperation.
But it's kind of like they can't run from it, Alex, because, you know, just because you're not interested in politics doesn't mean politics isn't interested in you. What is going on with this stuff, and you understand that this goes back to Colin Kaepernick, they've got his items from his football days stored at the African-American wing of the Smithsonian, the new museum that they got there, and part of the Black Lives Matter stuff. They understand that he's part of Black Lives Matter. He's part of the Antifa people. He's like these people who are protesting after the election. He never even registered to vote in his entire life. And yet, he's doing this.
It's a loser grandstanding who's a racist.
Yeah.
He hates his white parents.
He's a Marxist.
He hates exactly. It's all Marxist garbage with his wife controlling him. Thank you, Ryan. Bruce in Arizona, you're on the air with David Knight. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. Big fan. You know, the only touchdowns that matter in this Marxist-Leninist day of age is the sons of God that are touching down from the book of Genesis. The only touchdowns I care about. But anyway, I wanted to call you and let you know I'm a small-time talk radio show host on Spreaker, and I tweeted to @KingJames. I tweeted, more like King Retard, Kobe was better than you. And I got blocked from Twitter for 11 hours. Now, if they can do this to me, they can do this to you and anybody.
No, that's true. There's massive censorship where they act like there's freedom. Imagine somebody jumping in on your phone line because you're arguing with your cousin saying you can't do that. Or when you're trying to type now, you can't type certain words. It won't let you on your iPhone. It's control. It's AI suppression.
Go ahead.
11 hours, Alex. 11 hours just because King James, this guy that thinks he's a god, or he has the audacity to call himself King James. You believe this guy? I mean, he graduated from high school with like a 2.8. I mean, just a total re-re. You know, trying to say that...
And he calls Trump supporters uneducated.
With Twitter. LeBron James. He's bullying people. If he could bully me on Twitter, he could bully you. They blocked me for 11 hours, Alex. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Well, King James is only supposed to get positive stuff, and King Zuckerberg, you know, wants him to only have positive responses. So why don't you learn to worship King James? Why don't you bow down to LeBron James right now?
I don't think so, no. And Kobe's a piece of trash, too. They're teaming up with the...
It's disgusting. I'm done with it all. Bruce, I'm out of time. David Knight's coming up the next 30 minutes. Appreciate you staying to do this for me.
No problem.
God bless you. Thank David Knight's got a lot to cover and a lot of clips straight ahead. We got, after this, the War Room coming up. Owen's out of town, but we've got Rob Dew and others hosting that coming up in 30 minutes. Infowars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio.
We thank you for listening.
Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. One of the things I think is really important, and we were talking about this briefly with Alex, and he had mentioned it at the top of the hour, about when things get really difficult, and we're about to see things get really difficult in Catalonia. Because what we're seeing there, and of course the John Birch Society was on top of this for a very long time. Remember all the stuff, support your local sheriff? They even did a comedy movie with a takeoff of that with James Garner. But that's what they were talking about. They were talking about keeping law enforcement local. They understood the danger of having a national police force. It's like the danger of having a standing army. The founders never wanted a standing army. They wanted a citizen militia that was trained. That's what well-regulated means. It doesn't mean they got a lot of laws all over them. That means that they are very well-trained so that they can actually defend the country like we saw in Switzerland, because they have a militia there that is very well armed, very well trained. That little island that never got involved in World War II, there's a reason for that. It was not just the fact that they were surrounded by mountains. They could the Nazis could have gotten through the mountains. No, it was because that place was an armed fortress. And that's what the founders wanted in this country as well. They wanted a citizenry that could protect themselves, had the skills as well as the arms to protect themselves. Understand that at Lexington and Concord, they were not just coming for flintlocks, they were coming for cannons. And when they have the come and take it flag here in Texas, when Santa Ana was coming for the weapons and there they said come and take it, it was a cannon that is on that flag. So they're talking about the arms necessary to defend themselves. And now what we're seeing here in Catalonia, as we see this escalation that is happening there, this back and forth between Spain and the Catalan people, they're telling them in the Spanish government, they're saying, you're not going to have an election. They're not going to allow an election like they allowed in the UK. In the UK, they gave Scotland a referendum. They said, do you want to stay in the UK or not? Gave them the choice. They chose to stay in. And then they had an election as to whether or not they were going to get out of the EU. And as Dr. Steve Pachinik pointed out today, Spain is an artificial construct just like the EU is. Every political construct is artificial. The real thing that holds people together are the things that they have in Catalonia, a common language, a common culture, an economic interest that is common, that sort of thing. But people need to be able to determine whether or not they want to govern themselves. That was a principle of the Declaration of Independence. So I was very disappointed to see the American government taking a somewhat of an empire approach to this instead of taking a 1776 approach to this. They don't understand that the same forces that put President Trump in power are going to continue to devolve power from the center. And if we go back and understand, if we get beyond the false history that we've been given about the Civil War, it was a real eye-opener for me years ago. My wife, part of her family, is from Italy, and they had a diary of somebody who was in the army of Garibaldi. And there was a civil war in Italy at exactly the same time that we had our civil war here in America. Exactly the same time. And here's what caused it. The same thing that happened here in America. No, they didn't have plantations with slaves on them. They had agrarian interests versus industrial interests. And the industrial interests were trying to consolidate power into a nation state. Prior to that time, in Italy, as well as through Prussia and Austria and others, there were regional centers of power, especially in Italy. It was predominantly cities that had the power. And they consolidated that into a nation state. And it was a movement of the industrialists who wanted to consolidate power against the agrarian interests who had held power previous to that. And so when you look at this, you realize that it wasn't just in America that we had this concentration of forces into the nation state. Because prior to the Civil War, everybody talked about the United States are. The United States are. Then it became the United States is. It was that consolidation that was a product of our Civil War that turned us into an empire. But it also created other nation states in Italy and Germany. And that was a worldwide movement driven by the Industrial Revolution. It was a difference, it was a sea change in the way government was done. And now we see the same type of thing happening again. There's a sea change that is happening throughout the world. Part of it is being driven by the information revolution, the fact that people are able to connect with each other as they were able to during the Revolutionary War. They had committees of correspondence. Well, that's what the internet is, isn't it? That's what your social media is, in a way. But it's also the ability to be able to analyze and process information to connect with people who are like-minded. And whatever the causes of it are, and however this has come about, what is happening is a movement across the globe to get control of our lives in the way that it is expressed in the Declaration of Independence. We have certain inalienable rights that we possess as human beings, as creatures of God, every one of us. regardless of our nation, regardless of our race, whatever. We all have these same rights that we get from God. Government is created to defend those rights. That's the principles of the Declaration of Independence. That's the principle our government was created on. And when the government does not protect those rights, when it becomes hostile to those rights, when it starts to take all those rights away, that's the point at which we have not only the right, but the duty to alter or abolish that government. Now, we can do it peacefully or we can do it violently. If you make peaceful change, peaceful revolution impossible, as JFK said, you're going to have violent revolution. So that's the question before Catalonia. How does this devolve? Well, it devolves into whether or not the local sheriffs are going to support a free election or not. They've already taken 700 of the mayors and they've summoned them to the Spanish court, lectured them. Said, you better not do this. That's about 75% of the different towns that are going to be there. They came back. They said, no, we're still going to do it. They arrested 14 individuals in the national government. They said, no, we're still going to do it. They confiscated the ballots. They said, we're still going to do it. And they are threatening to use force, and they're telling the local police, the MASA, that they are going to take orders from the central government. We'll see about that. I think the harder they squeeze, you go back to Star Wars, remember, Carrie Fisher, Princess Leia, says to him, you know, you squeeze these people, they're going to like water coming through your fingers. I don't remember the exact quote, but that's essentially what's happening. The harder you squeeze these people, the more they're going to push back. It was already the majority of people who wanted to have independence, and I think they have hardened this even more by their oppressive reactionary movements. And so we look at this, and we look at the election of Roy Moore in Alabama against the establishment. And it's not just, you know, Trump went along with it. He said, all right, I'm going to endorse Luther Strange. But when he went down Friday, that's how all this stuff with the NFL started. He was basically trying to distance himself from that endorsement of Luther Strange. He comes down, he gives this rambling thing. Well, you know, on the one hand, this, and on the other hand, that about Luther Strange, Roy Moore. And at the end of it, he says, well, maybe I made a mistake. I don't know. We'll see. And so basically he just unendorsed him to the extent that Nigel Farage said, I felt at that point, even though he had been contacted by many of the people who had been part of the Trump revolution, and this is people like Steve Bannon at the center of it, but also many people throughout Republican, we got Mark Meadows, we got Louie Gohmert, we got Sarah Palin. There's a slew of people who are real conservatives. Mo Brooks, who was one of the Senate candidates in the primary, had endorsed Roy Moore. There were a lot of people who were Trump supporters, hardcore Trump supporters, the Freedom Caucus and so forth. Nigel Farage said, I didn't want to go there and oppose President Trump on this, but he said he basically took the endorsement back on Friday night, and he did. So it is not a, as NPR likes to say, this is a defeat for Trump. It wasn't a defeat for Trump. It was a defeat for the establishment. It was a defeat for Luther Strange, the creature of the establishment. It was a big defeat for Mitch McConnell because he put everything he had into this. You realize $30 million on a Senate race? Think about that. Think about how absurd that is. And that was Republicans spending that against another Republican. Why? Because he was not a creature of the swamp. He is not going to do what Mitch McConnell says. Roy Moore is going to do what the Constitution says. Do you understand the difference? The big difference. A big difference between what Mitch McConnell says and what the Constitution says. And you're going to need people like Roy Moore if you're going to get the Trump agenda through. And we're going to have more people like Roy Moore. As I pointed out, people were saying before the election, they said, if this happens, it is going to be a big defeat for Mitch McConnell, and you're going to have a lot of establishment Republicans who are not going to run for re-election. And the very next morning, we had one of the worst establishment Republicans say that he is not going to run again. Bob Corker, somebody that Jerome Corsi has written volumes on about being one of the key people pushing back against Obamacare repeal. And I said before this election, I said, let's not run through this Lindsey Graham bill. Let's not do that. The Graham Cassidy thing. Because all we're going to do is make this socialist scheme a little more palatable for people. first they put the pressure on, then they relieve it a little bit, and you, oh, that's great. They took off some of that, those onerous taxes and regulations. That's good. We're moving in the right direction. No, you're not. It's a ratchet. Then they're going to ratchet it up after the next election. So I said, let the people feel the pain of socialism. Let them get an appetite to get the government out of our lives before we forget that it was never there before in a way that it is right now. We used to have a free market in healthcare. That ended in World War II, as I pointed out this morning on the radio show. It ended when they came in and they enacted wage and price controls. And then as a pressure relief valve, they said, all right, we'll ease a little bit of that pain by letting the employers deduct healthcare insurance. So then we wound up with a third-party system. And you broke the connection between the payer and the provider. And you broke the incentives for marketplaces. Now, when President Trump ran for office, he gave us a very detailed plan. He said, these are the things we're going to do. We're going to have markets, not mandates. We're going to have competition, not coercion. We're going to remove the artificial constraints on competition across state lines. We're going to give you ownership of your healthcare dollar, and you're going to be rewarded if you spend it wisely. We're going to make sure that you have information so that you can spend that wisely. We're going to make sure there's competition so that you can get the cost down. That's the only thing that's going to drive the cost down, folks. You're not going to have the cost driven down by having people in Washington dictate to you. You're only going to have the cost come down when there's competition. You know that. You're Americans. Come on. We know that you only get costs down when you compete. You never get costs down if you regulate, if you tax. They're telling us that it was affordable care. That's the biggest gift we ever gave to Obama when we called it Obamacare. It's not affordable. We should call it not the ACA. We shouldn't call it Obamacare. We should call it the Affordable Care Act. It's a joke. Everybody knows it's not affordable. Everybody knows it was funded on theft from Fannie and Freddie people, the subsidies. We know that the insurance companies, it's a bad deal for them on the individual policies. And so, you know, they're looking for ways to get out of it, to change it and so forth. We don't want the government telling us what we have to do with health care. We want the ability and the information and the competition to have a free market. And the government, which is that one little thing that they did 60 years ago, that one little thing where they broke the connection, the direct connection between buyer and seller, between provider and patient, when they broke that, when they instituted by force, by mandate, this third-party insurance system, that's what began to destroy our system. It took a very long time because it was just one part that they messed up, but it was a fundamental part. And we're not going to allow them to socialize our medicine. We're not going to allow them to take away our medical freedom. And we're going to get people in office. We're going to do it at the GOP primary level because the Democrats are full on to socialism now. They want to go all the way in. Single payer, they own everything. They tell us everything. They own us completely. They can prohibit what we put in our body. They can force things into our body. They have full control over our medicine. That's what the Democrats want. When they say single payer, that means you are their slave for life. And you don't get medical treatment unless you do what they say. We're not going to stand for that. We're not going to allow that. And we've got to get rid of Obamacare quickly. Because if we don't, we'll be stuck with it. Just like we're stuck with the Department of Education. Remember, it was Ronald Reagan who said he was going to get rid of the Department of Education. It was less than 4 years old. It had been created by Jimmy Carter. And instead, after 8 years of Ronald Reagan, he didn't get rid of the Department of Education. Instead, he took it from Rosemary's Baby in the crib to a well-fed adult, if you will. And it's been getting worse all the time. And Obamacare is going to continue to get worse. We do not want anything like Lindsey Graham's bill. Instead, I said, the better thing to do is to let the Democrats own the failure of Obamacare. Not bring it on to the Republican Party and they say, see, you made these little tiny little free market changes to it, even though they're not free market changes. You took off some of our regulations and taxes and it all failed. No, let it fail. Don't own it. Let the Democrats own it. Let the rhino Republicans own it. Let people understand that they are the problem. It's the establishment Republicans along with the socialist Democrats, and get those people out of Washington. That's what we need to do. And so that's why I think that, we see Obamacare forever. Maybe it is forever. I don't think so. I think we're going to push it back. And I think we're going to get more people like Roy Moore in there at the primary level. That is what's going to push us back. That is why I am very optimistic after that election last night. It's just the beginning. It's just the beginning, folks. And these forces that are at work, the forces that put President Trump in place, they don't want to talk about it, but it's going. There's going to be other places other than Catalonia. There's going to be places in America that are going to want independence. We see this already in California. We've seen it in Texas. You remember when we became a nation, those 13 colonies, they had a population of only about 2.5 million people. They were very concerned that they would be consolidated under a central government. They did not want that at all. They put all kinds of checks and balances to make sure that that wouldn't happen. They first organized as a confederation. And even when they put in the Constitution, they said, well, you know, we're going to split the federal government, and then we're going to split the power between the federal government and the states and the people in various ways. They knew that the real danger was consolidation of power. And we've seen what that consolidation of power has done to us with globalism. And we're going to start pushing back and demanding that we have more control over our lives. Obamacare is just one of the irritations that is going to drive the devolution of power away from the center. That is ultimately the force that is at work here. That's what's going on in Catalonia. That's what why we see all these referenda throughout Europe. That's why the European Union is going to break up. It will break up. It is unsustainable. It is not only an artificial political construct, it is unsustainable from an economic standpoint. People don't want that anymore. We don't want power to continue to concentrate at the center. It's already ungovernable in a nation like this, and we're starting to see the throes of this as we see the deep divisions in the aftermath of this election. What you're seeing here are the polls that are going to eventually bring us a Catalonia-type referendum here in America. And then the question is going to be, are we going to react to it like Abraham Lincoln did? Are we going to react like Spain did? Are we going to start arresting people who would vote for secession? Are we going to start suspending habeas corpus? We'll see what happens. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with David Knight.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. I used to do the fourth hour here, but haven't done it for a while because we've got a new show. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. It's Real News, and you can find us on YouTube, Real News with David Knight. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter, at Real News X2. That's where you can find our feeds. You can find them in the morning. Of course, you can find our videos as we have the whole show and parts of the show up on the YouTube channel, Real News with David Knight. You can also find me on social media, at Libertarian. That's on Twitter. That's my only social media that I engage with. We just have learned, and of course it's up on the Drudge Report, feds have collected record taxes through August. They still run $673.7 billion deficit. So there you go. No matter how much money we collect, and this is an ongoing story that we see every quarter, Drudge puts this up, and it's good that he does, because we need to understand that it isn't that we have not enough taxes. It's that we're spending money, and we can't stop spending the money. And they're not even talking about what they're going to do about this. They're saying, well, let's just get rid of the debt ceiling altogether and pretend that it doesn't exist. We can just tell the Federal Reserve to keep printing money to just, you know, give us this this open line of credit. Understand it is a balloon note, and they can and will pull it at some point in time. It is a very dangerous situation that we see here. It is not sustainable. We have multiple forces that are pushing against the petrodollar right now. We have China, Russia, Brazil, India, South Africa, the BRICS. They are all talking about how they need to undo the petrodollar. We've had Venezuela say they're no longer going to sell oil, and they're one of the biggest producers of oil in the world. The thing that has supported our dollar is our alliance with Saudi Arabia since we came off the gold standard. The fact that people had to purchase their energy, which, by the way, folks, is still oil. They may not like it, but it's still oil. That's what makes the world run. It's oil, those fossil fuels. And that is the essence of the economy. As a matter of fact, we may at some point get to a situation where we just sell shares of energy. But you've got people like countries like Venezuela, like China, like Russia, that are deliberately pushing back against the petrodollar. If they do that, this exploding deficit that we have, that we've been able to sustain because of the agreement that we have with Saudi Arabia, that's going to come crashing down. It's going to have massive consequences here in America. And we've got Russia saying that now at their ports, they're no longer going to accept the dollar. They're only going to accept the ruble. And the shippers complained about that. They said the ruble is just not as stable as a dollar. And they said, well, if everybody is evaluating their services in it, that will make it more stable. They understand that. They understand the basis of this now. And we're going to get a lot of pushback, a lot of competition from a lot of people who don't wish America well. They're trying to push down the dollar. And as we look at this exploding deficit, we've had generals warn us that the biggest threat to our national security is financial. And the biggest threat to our finances is the petrodollar. One of the other big threats to our country, of course, is the ability to move. Whenever you have somebody declare war, what is it that they want to do? They want to stop people from being able to move, from being able to shoot, from being able to communicate. Those are the three things that they go for, right? The first one is movement. That's why we have the interstate system. Is because Eisenhower said we need to be able to move the military around here. And yet, what is happening in our country? We have stopped building roads, and we're now starting to put into place an infrastructure that will follow us around. You think it's a big deal that the Saudi women have a right to drive? They still got to have a man with them in the car. We're going to have the government as a guardian with us in the car everywhere we go. All right, that's it for the Alex Jones Show. Stay with us. The War Room is coming up, and join us in the morning at 8 a.m. for the real news.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network. Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind, super blue, fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a